In life, we often have times of trouble. It may be something in our personal life, it may be something with our family, but things come upon us at times and they're very hard to deal with. It may be the fact that maybe spouses aren't getting along, and so in that time of trouble, one might go to their parents and ask, you know, what did you do in your marriage to get you through? And often maybe it's a couple of spouses dealing with a child, and they're looking to see, well, what can we do? And so they lean upon each other in that time of trouble to get them through. And even spiritually speaking, we can consider our own spiritual family. When times get tough and we're really down, we can turn to each other and look to one another for that strength. But even beyond that, even beyond anything that we might consider in this life, we often turn to each other in that time of trouble, but there's someone greater to whom we can turn. And that person, that being, is God. In Psalm 46 and verse 1, we read that great verse that says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. You consider the greatness of God, just consider the magnitude of this verse. God is our refuge. When we think about a shelter in this life, it may be a home, or if you're camping, it could be a tent. A shelter protects you from the elements of the world. It protects you from the rain or the snow. It keeps you warm or it keeps you cool. It protects you from that outside world that is there to beat you down and drag you down. Well, God is our refuge. So spiritually speaking, when we have a problem, we need to go to someone to find that strength. We can turn to God. It's as if another passage where it says God hides us in that cleft of the rock. He puts us in that cave and puts his hand in front of it, protecting us, not allowing anything to come upon us. God is our refuge. And when we have trouble, we can turn to God and seek refuge in him. But that great second part of that verse, God is our refuge and our strength. If you consider the magnitude of God, the power that God has, he created this earth just by speaking words. No other being, no other person can even begin to come close to the power of God. And it says, God is our strength. When we're in trouble, when we need help at home, when we need help spiritually, when we need help in this world, we can turn to God and know that God is our strength. We don't have to fear false teachers. We don't have to fear the devil. God is the one that provides that strength. He's that force, that power that we have if we find that power in him. He is our strength. But I want you to notice the very end of that verse. God is our refuge and our strength and a very present help in trouble. Who is our help when times get tough? Who is our help when we're in trouble? We can turn to God. No matter what we find ourselves in life, whatever situation we find ourselves in, when we turn to those loved ones and those dear friends that we have for help, sometimes they'll fail us. No matter what it is in this life, those people that said, we'll be there when times get tough, we'll be there for you, you can count on us, you can lean on us, well, no doubt at some point they won't be able to be there. Something else will come up. They won't be there for you when you need them. But it says God is a very present help in trouble. This means that God is available, and he's abundantly available to help in this time of trouble. He's there. He won't forsake you. He won't leave you. He will be available, and he'll be abundantly available for you. God is there to help. God is our refuge. God is our strength, and he wants to help. Turn to him for your spiritual needs.